guys, so welcome to episode 27 of the Diversified Experience with Esmeralda, which is myself. I know I always say this, but I know I haven't released an episode in a while. Tomorrow I'm gonna release at least one more episode, and it's gonna be based on one of my top rated episodes, which was about Sheryl Sandberg and her book Lean In. And I go back and forth. I read just the simple flaps and gave feedback on how it helped my life. So I'm gonna go back and read more from that book for you. Just on a side note. And two, this episode is just a small episode. It's just gonna be based on my progress lightly in my career, that I've had in my career. Because some of you who don't know, I'm an MBA student. I also, obviously I also work. I work in tech. I have my own brands I'm building, so I just want to give a little, just a progress episode about me, in case you're interested. I know some people might just want the content when it's based about other different stuff, but just for those that, you know, follow my journey, whether it's on Instagram or here, I'm mostly active on Instagram, which is Emerald's Journey on Instagram, and we'll hear, obviously. On Twitter, I'm at EmeraldMBA. That's currently, I hope, later on I want to see if I get, somebody had taken my at, this similar one on IG, they had taken it on Twitter. Emerald's Journey wasn't available on Twitter. But anyways, for now, with this episode, that's what I'm at. Those are my names. Mostly, I do a lot of updates on that and on my Snapchat. If you, on my Instagram, it's always going to say, if I change my username or something in my, on different platforms, it's going to say it on my bio. But two, just to get started with this episode, just a feedback on what I've been doing. I know I have said, I don't know if I've said it here, but I'm sure I have. I know for sure I've said it on my Instagram that I'm starting my own clothing brand. I decided this at the beginning of the year. I lagged it for a long time, on and off. I'm being spread pretty thin. I'm an MBA student. That's not an excuse. It's just reality at the moment, and it costs me, you know, kind of a lot financially, because I, for example, today I had a call with a lawyer's office because I want to get lawyers involved, because I want to trademark my things. I want to have lawyers help me with a lot of things, doing my registry, my LLC. I want to have also certain people do all the maintenance in the back end in case I need anything for the business. That one is not necessary. Two, the reason why I want to do it is because from the beginning, I kind of want to have all this set, because I really want to try to grow my clothing brand. It's not going to be local. It's going to be available online, obviously, for the most part. And I want to grow it in as big as I can. So for sure, I want to have my trademark, especially with my name. I don't want my name of my business on anything else, just on, you know, my stuff. And I'm not only a few, there's just like a small hand of people, maybe like one or two, that know the name of the clothing brand. I'm not going to say it, but anyways, it's hard to describe. It's not just for women. It's going to be, you know, for both men and women, and it's going to be a very business statement making loud type of brand. You could call it a street brand. But I wanted to have the professional side as well, for people that are in the corporate world, this and that. I just want to have a simple, you know, meaning to a simple brand, a simple shirt. I'm gonna have shirts, I'm gonna have hoodies. I'm gonna focus things from the waist up, which is obviously very simple. I'm not gonna focus on any like pants and stuff like that, or joggers. Shirts, different types of shirts, t-shirts, maybe tanks, for sure very tanks, hats. And I'm gonna start it very slow. I'm gonna take a different approach to it. I think the best thing when someone starts a brand, obviously, if you're business people and you really in depth into business, you know that you build a brand. You don't just build a clothing brand. You don't just build a business. You build a brand. I'm gonna focus a lot on that and on marketing and getting the brand out there, because obviously, I don't have a lot of money to just explode it everywhere. So it's gonna take me a little bit of time. I understand that. I accept that. I'm willing to, you know, take that long challenge. I'm not gonna focus on selling right away. I think the first mistake that some people do is focus on money right away. I know that a lot of you have probably heard it from many different people, but you always hear from people who currently have money, and some of them were born with it, a lot of them weren't born with it, and it's hard to understand that. But the fastest way to not make a sale is to sell. And so if I, that's basically, you know, when you get bombarded with just salespeople and they just want you to buy things, this and that, we know what it is. But yet if we understand that, you know, you don't like that, people that just live for you just to sell things and just buy stuff, it gets annoying, right? You know, you have a different attraction when it's done differently. That's just a small update on that. I don't think I've ever shared, even though it's a small update on the clothing brand, I don't think I've shared that much on the episode, on the podcast about it. Yes, today I finally made that call. The next call I'm going to make with them, it's probably going to be taking the steps to doing all of that. But I'm still kind of in between. There's certain things I want to do by myself. For sure, the trademarks and all of that, that I can do by myself as well, but I want to have the legal support. So no matter what, I'm still going to have legal support. I just don't know how far I'm going to take the legal support in the beginning. Maybe I could just do certain things on my own first and just have small guidance. Or maybe I could just handle everything to them, which is going to cost me more if I have them do everything for me, you know, silently. Which I kind of prefer a little bit best because it gives me more time, more flexibility, more peace of mind. Let me see, what else was I gonna say about that? That is it. And I was about that, about the clothing brand, that's mainly what I wanted to say. I started a email subscriber list just for my travels, because if you don't know, I like to travel a lot, and I haven't traveled in a long time internationally, and I hoped to do that at least in October for my birthday when I turn 28, to take a big trip internationally out of the state to the Eastern Hemisphere, which is where I like to go to. That is a vacation, that's a travel. I recently was in Vegas just for a small getaway. You can see some of my pictures, they're not all that, it's just very simple, but I went to some cool little places on my Instagram. If you want to subscribe to my travel email list, this is simply when I go somewhere. I'm a very giving person, and anybody who knows me in the past know that whenever I've gone somewhere, I love to bring back little souvenirs, little memories that I have. I like to give to other people. So that's basically what it is. When I go somewhere, I'm gonna send you something from where I, you know, went, even if it's somewhere, a small little getaway. Depending on when you're subscribed, I mean, if you subscribe and I've gone somewhere like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever, I might not have, you know, certain things, but that's what it is. If you want to subscribe, you just send me your email address, DM me your email address and the mailing address of where you want me to send the souvenirs or the gifts for my travels. Again, on my Instagram, which is Emerald's Journey. That's just a side note, something that I started in my career. So today, in my academic career, again, I'm an MBA student. For some people don't know what that stands for, it's a master's degree. So MBA stands for Masters of Business Administration. I have a BS completed, obviously, a BS in Technical Management, and I have two associates. So today, I actually was in my class, accounting class. I forgot the whole name of it, but I remember the abbreviation, which is accounting 503, just the small name of it. The teacher seems nice. I hate accounting. I don't know if I've mentioned in the past, I failed in, you know, the last time I took accounting, the beginning of it, for my master's, I failed a class. The second time I barely passed it. The issue with that class is that I don't test well, and I had a very small amount of exams that are worth a bunch of points, which is where I think we get fucked. Excuse my language. But I don't test well, you know, and it's just something that I've had to struggle with. But I've gone through it. You know, I'm at this level. If I want to go to a higher degree, it would be obviously a PhD or a doctoral degree. You know, I would be becoming a doctor. I haven't thought of that, but sometimes it gets a little difficult for me. I have had issues, a small hand of issues with students. Either sexism from males, from male students. just kind of being talked down to. And me, I mean, maybe some people are listening and think that's not a big deal, but I have an issue with people disrespecting me. A lot of people do, and I'm the kind of person that, for the most part, if I feel like telling you shit because you tell me shit, I'm gonna say something. So you know what? At some point, it likely becomes an issue because people, especially certain men, or older women, or certain women, or just people, just want to tell you shit or treat you a certain way, and they have an issue when you defend yourself. Those are the issues I've had. I've had very, very small handful of issues with professors. Thankfully, I've had a very large amount of pretty decent, good professors that some stand out more than others. I'm very into my career, into my goals, and it means a lot to me. I've done a lot of sacrifices for my career, for my academic life, as an independent, you know, single woman. That's one of the best things I can do, and that's why I'm building my brand and building my voice, you know, my platforms on voice, which is why I have this podcast. I just have so much that I really wish everybody knew. So this is just my way of building other people as well, and just putting what I know out there. Hopefully I get to a level that everything that I've learned, I've saved a lot of my things. Hopefully I get to a more organized level that everything I've learned in school that I'm in, you know, debt for, which I'm not complaining, but, you know, that would save you the debt. It might save you all student loans. I've gone to small private schools my whole academic career. I don't like state schools. I'm not going to mention why, and I probably have mentioned why. I'm just not into them. When you go to a... You see, now I'm getting into just adding details about schools, and it was supposed to be progression. That's where I'm at in school. The last class, I haven't even seen my grade. My last class was International Perspective on Business, blah, blah, or some shit like that. We focus on, you know, basically business analysis. You do a lot of analytical stuff in business in an MBA program. Especially for me, since my bachelor's wasn't a business major. It was a business degree, two different things. I'm very similar, so I already know a lot of the things. And two, which is the main thing, but I'm saying that as a second part. Two, I also, business fascinates me. So a lot of people, when they're online or when they read stuff or when they view something or they consume certain content, it's always, I don't know, superficial or this or that. Mine is based on real stuff, whether it's business, you know, whether it's a TV show. No, I don't just watch that, but like a simple social media. I mean, I think if somebody wants to advance a little bit in business or in their career, whatever career they're in, we all have at least, hopefully, for the most part, if you're listening to me, you have to have one platform, I'm sure, because I'm not a big voice in the voice platform and the podcast platform, so you have had to found me, I'm guessing, mainly because of one of my social media platforms. So at least follow a certain, you know, individual that provides a lot of content in your industry. If you need to be exact, go ahead. If not, there's other business type of people that you could follow that basically can help any career. I know for some people it's hard for that, but that's part of progression. That's something I'm never going to really stop doing. I'm never really going to stop learning. It's just, I don't know, it's about improvement. Like, self-improvement and everything and developing myself is important. It's part of my life. I don't see it as a some people see it as a burden. I really don't. Sometimes it is hard for me to lose myself in a book, but I've gotten through it, you know, when reading. And it's funny because I still kind of enjoy reading. I just haven't read in a long time, like an actual book. But it's just part of just how my mind works. It's like all over the place. It thinks in different channels. So to just concentrate, sometimes it might be hard. Yeah. What's other progressions? Obviously, I haven't progressed too much. This is episode 27 on my voice, on this platform for my podcast. That is on my to-do list, and it falls in the middle. This week has been pretty slow with the company that I've been working up in the Bay. So hopefully I'm going to sneak in here and there. Let me take some water. Give me a second. Let me take, I have to, what was I saying? yesterday. So there is a big individual. I'm not going to mention her name right now because sometimes I think certain information, there's a right time and place for everything. So sometimes I don't give the full information. I'm letting, I let you guys know, like, it's just a little bit that I'm giving you, a little taste, blah, blah. So on a side note, she's an individual that used to work for a very big company, tech company, and obviously there's only a handful out there in the world. She was a top person in HQ for that company. She branched out a long time ago to have her own company. And she does a certain type of thing, kind of like executive coaching or career coaching. And she guides you, you know. She has a lot of experience and background, and she knows, like, the palm of her hands, how some of these companies work. So I've kind of, like, joined her group, and I'm going to be working with her in the next few months. It's just a boost in my career. And I'm very happy she decided to. She sent me an email about a new small venture. And since I'm subscribed to, I'm on her subscribe list. It's so funny, now that I think about it, a side note, sidetrack that I'm getting, I thought to myself, who's going to want to subscribe to any of my email lists? Even if it's like a small little travel one. I'm not subscribed to any email list. Yeah, I'm subscribed to hers. I still forget. But you know, that's kind of like the beauty of it, of how she does it, how I was attracted to her. I can really see that she gives a shit. Okay, and hopefully you see that I give a shit too. And when I have different subscriber list, or hopefully later on they get so big that I have to merge them. But for now, I just have my travel one. But yeah, anyway, since I will subscribe to her email list, or either she sent me a direct email, I don't know, because I get different ones from her. Again, drinking some water, sorry. She was telling me, hey, blah, blah, like, it was like a small promo, hey, for the first few hours, I'm just doing this. And it was a very good price. It was like a huge percent off. And she has certain things. Like, for example, she had a book and stuff like that. Sometimes there's certain people that give out, you know, their content for free. It's fine. But then this is her business. So she does, you know, charge. A lot of people do. And I wasn't planning to be part of her group, you know, of working with her, closely with her, until next year, because I was like, you know what, it's pretty pricey, my money could go somewhere else, too. I want to save up for at least two more trips, if not just one big one. Oh, I'm getting the hiccups, I'm sorry. I don't know why. So I'm very happy that she emailed me, because I was able to cop a spot with her for a very good price earlier, and I'm like very thankful for that. I sent her a message, oh my god, I'm so happy, blah blah, this and that. And she's excited too. We're both excited to work with each other on and off. I would go back and forth with her on, you know, certain things, and it wasn't the right time. And sometimes we have to go through some stuff, or for whatever reason it's not the right time, whether you want to wait for whatever reason, whether it's financial reasons, whether you're like, no, I can't take more of a load, even if it's just progression to me, I'm doing this and that. It's understandable, but, you know, it's like, I mean, I know that there's certain people that they stall forever and they don't progress. And there's certain things that have had slow progression. And obviously, when I was just telling to you about my clothing brand, I decided to do it officially at the beginning of the year. And look, we're in July, and it's not even, you know, out yet. And I understand that, and it affects me, but there's other certain things that here and there take my priority a little bit more. And then things shift. Obviously, lightly, it's financial as well. I have other ventures. School. I commute to school. You know, it takes a lot of time. I commute over an hour to school. And when I'm working up in the Bay, I don't live in Silicon Valley. That's where I work. And that's never been an excuse for me. Some people don't even want to drive 20, 30 minutes. I'm sorry, listeners. Here and there is people that tell me that they listen to me, and it's very cool. I know that a lot of you are, you know, in the United States. I haven't checked my demographics lately, my analytic demographics on the platform. But I know that a majority of you are in the United States. I know some of you are from India, some are from South Africa, different parts of Africa. I think there was New Zealand as well. I think Australia. I pay attention. And I'm just, like, very happy and grateful to have the support that I have from my listeners. And I know hopefully we grow more to know each other, because, you know, you're part of my journey, you're part of my brand. I can have my friend. If you go to my first episode, Amit, my friend, he is in town because he doesn't live in the same state I do. So hopefully I can get him back because he's super busy as well. He finished his master's quite a while ago, I think so, but not too long. Maybe like a year, maybe a few months, I don't remember. But he does work a lot. And, you know, he's not always in my state. So, I don't know. He's part of a progression as well. You have to listen to it. It's a very unique way of how we met. That's my first episode, literally episode number one. And, you know, you never know. Sometimes you're going to be, you know, a listener, just a person that follows my journey, and that's fine. But maybe sometimes, you know, one thing's going to lead to another, and then some of you are, we're going to be partnering together, or I'm going to get to meet you or something. And it's always cool. Not everybody comes to me and tells me they listen. So I know a little bit about a few of you guys, and I'm very grateful for that. So I'm going to end this here. And hopefully tomorrow, I will. At least if it's at least 20, 30-minute episodes. I have to time it as well. I don't know. Sometimes my episodes are long, sometimes they're not. Hopefully, I don't know what works better for people. But I'm going to get to the point that I have small ones, big ones, long.